This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. Protestants frequently object that Catholic prayers are, quote, vain repetitions that Jesus condemned in Matthew 6, verses 7 and 8. In that passage, we read that Jesus said, quote, "But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not you therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him." End quote. Now, in Matthew 6, 7, Jesus is not condemning prayers which contain words that are repeated, nor is he condemning multiple repetitions of the same prayer. And there are many scriptural proofs on this point. Perhaps the best example on this point comes in Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. Where we read that the four living creatures rested not day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." So, we read that they would say over and over again, "Holy, holy, holy." So much for the idea that all prayers which contain repetitions are pagan. The assertion could not be more wrong. Another example would be Isaiah chapter 6, in which we read that the seraphim said, "Holy, holy, holy," before the throne of God. This is obviously a parallel passage to Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. Another tremendous example to refute the Protestant misconception on this matter is Psalm 135 or Psalm 136, depending on your version of the Bible. In that psalm, we are given a prayer of praise and thanksgiving, which repeats the same phrase, "For his mercy endures forever," 26 times in a row. It says, "For his mercy endures forever," in every verse. That obliterates the Protestant idea on this point. We also read that Jesus repeats the same prayer three times in a row when praying to his Father in the Garden of Gethsemane. That can be read in Matthew 26:39, Matthew 26:42, and Matthew 26:44. In Matthew chapter 20, verses 29 to 33, Jesus responds to the repeated prayer of the blind men to have mercy on them. As we can see, in the Bible there are numerous examples of prayers to the true God that are repeated. They do not constitute vain repetitions of pagans. So what is Jesus condemning? In Matthew 6:7, Jesus is not condemning prayers which contain words that are repeated, nor is he condemning multiple repetitions of the same prayer. For example, saying the Our Father or the Hail Mary five times in a row. Rather, he is denouncing the practices of the pagans. They thought that they could please their false gods by their eloquence and elaborate speeches. They thought that they had to say precisely the correct things in words and names on certain days, lest their false gods would not hear them or remember their needs. Jesus is denouncing their paganism. He is teaching them that the true God knows all things. Thus, the objection that Protestants frequently make against the Catholic prayers of the Our Father and the Hail Mary, and the manner in which they are said more than once, is utterly without foundation. This objection constitutes another example of how Protestants do not understand the Bible. In fact, the Catholic Church's prayers to Mary in the Hail Mary and the Rosary are predicted by Mary herself in Luke 1. Not only is the substance of the Hail Mary found in the Bible, but in Luke 1:46-48, we read that Mary predicted that all generations shall call her blessed. The Catholic Hail Mary prayer refers to Mary as blessed two times, and this prayer has been said by millions throughout Catholic history. Obviously, the Catholic Church is the fulfillment of Mary's prophecy that all generations of the true Church will call her blessed.